I was looking yesterday at the book of Philippians, and I was reading this from the Amplified Bible, because in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10, there's a verse there that it's one of those verses, especially when you read it in the Amplified Bible, you can look at it phrase by phrase and see so much. It just builds upon itself and just reveals so much truth for us and encouragement and direction for us in all things. Let me read the entire verse to you. Again, this is Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10, and it is from the Amplified Bible. For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power overflowing from His resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may so share His sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit, into His likeness, even to His death, in the hope. So we looked at the opening phrases of that yesterday. And this is Paul saying, for my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him. Paul was saying that it was important for him, for us. This is him saying this is what he has to do. If it's true for Paul, it's certainly true for you and I also. He had to make it his determined purpose to, on a daily basis, know Him, learn of Him, progressively get to know Him better, more intimately, to become more intimately knowledgeable, intimately acquainted with Jesus Christ. He had to make it a determined purpose. You and I have to do the same thing. If you're not feeling close to Jesus Christ today, if you're not feeling close to His Word, if you're not feeling like all those things of the spiritual realm are not really a part of your life, if it feels like something that is something we talk about but not something you readily experience, if it feels distant, make the determined purpose, as Paul did. Make it a determined purpose. Today, I'm going to seek to know Him more. I'm going to be diligent in my efforts to deeply and intimately come to know Him more, which means spending time in Him and spending time in the Word. This is what we talked about yesterday. So that's how Paul starts things off. Even for Paul, he had to make the determined purpose of his day to progressively get to know Jesus more. We have to do that as well. And he said to progressively become more deeply, intimately acquainted with Him. Now this is important. The next phrase in the Amplified is, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and clearly. Paul said that I have to be determined. I have to make the determined effort to get to know Him better, to become better acquainted with Him, to progressively grow in that knowledge of Him on a daily basis. And what does it mean to intimately become acquainted with Him? Paul was looking for the ability to perceive and recognize and understand who the person of Jesus Christ is and the wonders of the person. Doesn't that sound great? What a goal that is for today. This should be what my heart's desire is for today and every day. I want to perceive. See, I can perceive the things of the world. I can perceive what's in front of me right now. I can perceive the board. I can perceive the microphone. I can perceive the fact that as I'm talking to this microphone, I can't see it, but I understand the way the natural world works. I can perceive that my voice is being taken electronically through this microphone, processed through the board, sent through our satellite up to the air, bounced off the satellite down to our transmitters, sent from our transmitters up those transmission lines to the antenna high up on those towers and sent off through those towers, through radio waves, to wherever you're listening. I can perceive those things. Those things are reality. I can perceive those things. You can perceive right now all the things that are taking place around you. If you're sitting at work, you can perceive your desk, your space, the people around you. You can perceive. You can look at that stack of things on your desk and know that I can perceive I'm running behind. I can perceive I've got a lot to do. You know, if you're at school, you can perceive, you know, the work that you have to do. You can perceive what's coming ahead and the assignments that are before you. You know, whatever we're doing in life, we can perceive the things of this natural world. I can perceive what I'm experiencing right now, and I can perceive with my mind, I can perceive the things that I know are coming the rest of the day. But those are all things in this natural world. Paul's saying something different. He wants to make the determined, purposeful effort to every day intimately get to know Him better, and that means perceiving Him. You know, most of us don't perceive Jesus Christ. We don't perceive the word. Because what Paul said is he wants to perceive and recognize and understand the wonders of the person of Christ more strongly and more clearly. Most of us don't perceive the wonders. Most of us don't perceive the amazing. Most of us don't perceive the reality of the spiritual realm. We don't perceive the wonders of who Jesus is. We don't perceive the wonders of what he's already done. If I have a need today, let's say that I'm battling sickness. You know, if I'm battling some kind of sickness today, which I'm not, thank you, Jesus, and I won't. But if I was battling some kind of sickness today, I would be able to perceive all the symptoms and all the things that I'm feeling. I can perceive those things. And we leave it at that. I just perceive, you know, the runny nose, the body aches. You know, I perceive whatever other symptoms, you know, come with sicknesses that we have. I perceive those things. I feel those things. I experience those things. And we leave it at that. Paul's saying that we need to experience something else. We need to perceive something beyond that. We need to perceive the reality of the promises of Jesus Christ, which is the healing from all of those things. I need to perceive the wondrous working powers of the person of Jesus Christ, the reality of the person of Jesus Christ. See, when we're sick, the symptoms are our reality. And I'm not saying they're not reality, but it's the only reality that we perceive. Paul says he's making the determined effort and being purposeful to make sure that on a daily basis, he is getting to know, becoming more intimately acquainted with Jesus Christ, which means perceiving the wonders of who he is. He's seeing the wonders of who he is. He's looking and he's seeing that. Doesn't mean he's experienced all those things right now, but he's perceiving it. He's seeing it. You know, in the book of Genesis, when Abraham was given the promises, it says that Abraham saw the promises afar off. He saw them. He perceived them. He didn't experience them yet, but he saw them. He perceived them. What are you perceiving today? Are you perceiving only what's limited to this experience, this natural world? Or are you perceiving the promises of God? Are you perceiving the wondrous person of Jesus Christ and everything that he's done for you? Are you perceiving yourself no longer having to run to get a Kleenex every 3 minutes and blow your nose and no longer, you know, having to take your temperature because you know you got a fever? Are you perceiving yourself beyond those things, or are you only perceiving what you feel and what you experience? Abraham saw the promises, even though they were far off. He saw them. He perceived them. Do you perceive the promises of Jesus Christ? Or is it just something that is merely more of a myth, a legend, something we talk about but something we don't really experience? Or are you with the mindset that, well, those are things that we experience not in this life but in the life to come? It's not what Jesus said. Jesus said everything and more here in this life. The promises are the promises for here in this life. If you have financial issues, are you perceiving that you're going to be getting those phone calls later in the month from people, the creditors who are calling, from the bank who's looking for their money, from the bank who's letting you know you're behind on your mortgage? Are you perceiving those things? Or are you perceiving and seeing the reality of your needs being met? See, most of us would say no because we can't comprehend how that could happen. If I can't see how Jesus can do it, then I can't see it. I can't perceive it. If I can't understand with my natural mind how that can take place, then I can't perceive it. We limit Jesus because we limit him to our natural minds, only what we can perceive. Perceive something more. Perceive something greater. Perceive the promises that are here in the Word and the promises that are for you. You know, Jesus provided all these things for us, and he provided them at a very high cost. The high cost was God himself becoming flesh, living here in this world, living years in this world, and then laying down, giving up his life as a sacrifice for all of our sins, and then raising again to defeat sin and death. That's a huge sacrifice. And all the torment, all the physical things. First of all, the sacrifice of becoming flesh when you're God is really beyond comprehension in and of itself. But then to have to endure all the things, the stripes, the beating, the abuse, the horrific abuse, the horrific physical abuse that he was put under, being hung on a cross, dying in a very painful, excruciating way, and dying when he didn't have to. And he could have stopped that death at any time. He did all of this and then rose again. It's that resurrection power. See, most of us can perceive the physical elements, but we can't perceive the resurrection power, that spiritual element of Jesus Christ. We know it. We've heard it. We've talked about it. But we can't perceive it in our lives. And as you read what Paul is talking about, I'm just going to read ahead so you can see what it says in verse number 11. That if possible, I may attain the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from amongst the dead, even while in the body. See, Paul is saying he's perceiving things beyond this physical, beyond the natural, beyond this body. He's perceiving those things that you can't perceive with your natural senses. Most of us limit ourselves to perceiving only those things that we can perceive with our natural senses. If I can't taste it, smell it, touch it, see it, hear it, feel it, I can't perceive it. You can. If Abraham could do it, so can we, because we have the Holy Spirit to show us those things. We have far greater promises, far greater covenant, and far greater promises than Abraham ever had. So what are you perceiving today? And if you didn't perceive those things yesterday, and if you haven't tried to perceive those things in the past, it sounds like a daunting thing. It's not. See it. Read what the Word says. See, this is what Paul is saying. Paul says, I have to make the determined effort. The determined effort to, on an ongoing basis, to daily, progressively become more intimately acquainted, to know Him better, to know Jesus. It's something you have to decide to do. If you decide you want to become more intimately acquainted with Jesus Christ, you can do it just as Paul did. Paul says he perceived and recognized and understands the wonders of the person of Jesus Christ. And those wonders become more strongly and clearly apparent, understandable, abundant, able to know. These are the things that Paul's experienced, and these are the things that Paul's encouraging you and I to experience. We oftentimes look at Paul and say that, well, Paul, he's that one of those super saints. I'm not Paul. God didn't create me to be Paul. I could never be Paul. You have the same promises. You have all the same promises. But you also have the luxury of this. In letters like this, Paul's giving us instructions. Paul learned these things from the Holy Spirit, and he learned it through his personal experience, because Paul just didn't have it all given to him. You know, we look and we say that, well, it must have been easy for Paul because God chose him, and, you know, he had the Holy Spirit, and he had that, you know, supernatural conversion. God obviously had a great plan for him, so God made these things easy for him. It's not easy for me. It wasn't easy for Paul. Paul said he had to. He starts this off. For my determined purpose, Paul had to be determined and purposeful in doing the same things that he's saying that you and I can do. There's nothing God gave to Paul that he didn't already give to you and is yours. Paul just merely is one who experienced it, and he gives us the benefit of his experience. He's saying, hey, here's the steps. This is what God has shown me, what I've learned. I want you to have it and learn it too. Here's the steps. I've already gone through the difficulty of learning the steps. I'm now sharing them with you. Be determined, be purposeful, have the desire to know Him better. And to know Him better is to be able to perceive Him, perceive beyond what your body, what your flesh, what your eyes tell you, what your body feels. Perceive beyond that. Perceive the wonders of the person of Jesus Christ, so that those things strongly and abundantly become more clear to you. The more you can put your eyes, and that means you see. I know a lot of people don't like the word imagination because they think it's you can't use your imagination. You know, the Bible talks about using our imagination, controlling our imagination. If we put our imagination towards the things of the Word and we imagine the things in the Word, that is putting ourselves in that position. It's putting ourselves in the position of Abraham, who saw afar off. That means he didn't have it experienced in his life, but he saw it as a promise, and he saw it. He visualized it. He could see it far off. He perceived it. You and I can perceive even more because we have the Holy Spirit that has taught us and that continues to teach us and continues to reveal to us things so that we can understand those things and we can see them. But we have to choose to see them. I have to choose to believe those things are true and see myself walking in success. I need to see myself walking in healing. I need to see myself as delivered from financial oppression. I need to see myself beyond just being overcome by the things of life daily. I need to see myself as not being depressed and discouraged, but see myself as walking with laughter and joy, the laughter and joy that is in me. I need to see myself those ways. This is what Paul is expressing to us. So, what are you perceiving today? Paul's giving us that explanation on how we can perceive those things. He lived it, and he's documenting and saying, hey, here's the steps. Here's what you do. That means he knows you can do it. And you have everything from the Holy Spirit within you to do it. It's easy. Choose to perceive those things. See yourself victorious, not as one who's walking in the troubles and the trials of this world. You're walking in those, but see yourself beyond those things. And then the greater reality, which is the spiritual reality, will manifest and displace the natural reality. The natural reality of failure and defeat will be displaced by the greater, the spiritual reality of your victory in Jesus Christ. Amen? Can you see that? Perceive that. It's the wonders of the person of Jesus Christ.